Standing up for Milwaukee, this is the Mark Belling Late Afternoon Show on News Talk 1130 WISN. There's obviously been a lot of discussion of the explosive allegations that have been made. Really starting several months ago, but then specifically from the woman who was involved in the situation against Sam Yannis, formerly one half of the leadership of one of the most famous bands ever to come out of the state of Wisconsin, the Bodines. Tessa Newman, who is the stepdaughter of Sam's former bandmate, Kurt Newman, has made a number of allegations claiming that when she was between the ages of 9 and 14, she's now in her mid-20s, that Sam was inappropriately involved with her, including contact that would rise to the level of molestation. She said that the behavior started when she was about 9 years old, and that she did not tell her parents until years later. Kurt Newman made a similar allegation about a stepdaughter of his having been molested by Sam a few months ago during one of the many back and forths that have occurred since the very acrimonious breakup of the band. But his stepdaughter Tessa never specifically came forward and told her story until a report on JS Online and in the Journal Sentinel several days ago, in which she detailed what she said was inappropriate conduct that occurred at a very, very young age. Sam Yannis has denied the allegations in a Facebook post, but until now has not done an interview to address the allegations made against him, and he joins us right now. Sam, good afternoon.
Hello, Mark.
Let's just start it this way. Describe the relationship that you did have. I know you've denied the allegations she's made, so I want you to just describe what kind of a relationship you did have with Tessa during the time that you were in the Bodines and during this period of time in which she's making the allegations against you. I mean, what was the relationship that you had?
I had no real relationship with her when she was 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, not until the time she was about 17. When Kurt brought his family on the road with him, he got his own bus, and he had two newborn babies with his wife, Barbara, and they brought Tessa along as sort of a nanny. So that's when I first, was around her and got to know her.
She's making the allegations about things that occurred, she says, at a much earlier time. You said that you didn't really have any kind of a relationship or knowledge of her until she was 17, that these things happened between the ages of 9 and 14, and a lot of them happened between the ages of 9, 10, and 11 years old. Now, she made a number of allegations that, if they're true, obviously, they're very, very troubling. She says that she performed oral sex on you and had another form of sex in which she used her hand on you. Did that happen?
Absolutely not true.
Was there anything even approaching that kind of conduct or contact that she could have misconstrued? Is there anything in that area of contact that could have been misinterpreted by her in some way?
No, absolutely not.
Did you have any kind of sexual contact with her during this period?
Absolutely not.
In the period afterwards, you said that you got to know her a little bit better when she was 17, when she traveled with the band, when you guys were touring, when Kurt and Barbara had some younger children. Did you have any kind of a relationship with her then that could be considered romantic or physical? This is now, I'm referring to this later period, when she was 17 years old or older. Did anything go on then?
Well, can I go back a little bit?
Yeah, you can.
When I was first became aware of Tessa, as soon after Kurt married Barbara, and we're talking about a child that was Barbara's, and not Kurt's biological
child. Right. That's correct. Okay.
They were living in Texas on the outskirts of Austin, and I was in Wisconsin. And the only time I would go down there is when we were making a record, because Kurt had a studio in his backyard. So I would go there, and, we would only go into the studio. We would go into the house maybe to have a meal, but it was everybody together. And that's the only time I was ever in that house. And I was never, ever alone with Tessa, ever, during that time. I mean, she was 9 years old, and there were other kids around. And, You know, her mother was always around. I had, you know, there was no way I had any kind of access to her like that.
She did say, since we're back in that area, she did say that, and she doesn't recall if it was 03 or 04, that the band performed a New Year's performance at the Pabst Theater and that you repeatedly ran your hand up her leg and underneath her dress and onto her buttocks. And that was a specific instant also, though she couldn't pinpoint the year, but she said it was during a concert performance and it was at the Pabst Theater. Do you have any recollection of that night or her being there or anything like that?
Well, I have a recollection of that night, obviously, because it was a big show for us, you know, hometown show, New Year's Eve. But, you know, anybody who's familiar with the Pabst Theater and mostly any kind of backstage area, there's lots of people around all the time. So, once again, I would have no kind of access with her alone like that.
Let's go back now to the question that I asked about when she was 17. What was your relationship with it? You did say that that's the first time you really ever got to know her at all. Did you have any kind of a relationship with her then, and describe the nature of it?
I would describe the nature of our relationship at that point as just we sort of became pals. You know, she was sort of like an outsider kid, and I could relate to that a bit. And, tell the truth, I kind of felt sorry for her because I think that she was sort of lacking some kind of attention from her own parents because they were busy with their newborn babies. And she was kind of grown up for her age at that time, wanted to be or was pretending to be.
So, was your relationship at that time sexual?
Absolutely not. There was never any kind of sexual relationship ever.
So you've never had there's never been a sexual relationship at any point never is what you're saying.
Absolutely not. That's ridiculous.
She said that during the second era now, 8 or 9 years ago, or when she was 17 or 18 years old, that you offered her cash for sex. That was an allegation she made in the newspaper story.
That's ludicrous. No, absolutely not. That never happened. I never told her I would buy her a car. I never even gave her any gifts. Like she said, I gave her a poster of the Velvet Underground or something like that. That never happened. Nothing even like that.
Here's the problem, obviously, Sam, for people that are looking at this from the outside. You have a young woman who's come forward and made terrible allegations, and you're denying all of them. Obviously, none of us were there. I mean, a couple of band people are around you in your inner circle and so on. We're not there. We're trying to listen to both of these things, and her allegations are out there. I mean, they've been published around the world. I mean, they're there, and clearly we wanted to hear your side of the story here, but people don't really know who they're supposed to believe or what they should believe. The question I have is, why would she make this up? If indeed she's making it up, why would this young woman now in her mid-20s come forward and bring forth these things that she said happened when she was 9, 10, and 11 years old now, if they're not true? What would her motivation be?
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't have an answer for that. You know, I mean, let me say this, you know, if she was molested sometime when she was young, you know, my heart goes out to her. I mean, that's the, like the worst thing that could ever happen. But I'm swearing on the life of my son that I did not do this. You know, there's a reason, you know, I'm trying to figure out why, what might have happened. There's a reason that her mother left her first husband. And to me, that makes sense. Like maybe something happened there and that's why she took the kids away from, you know, from that situation. I can't prove that. That's only what I'm speculating. But I absolutely not am not the person who hurt her in that way, if indeed it did happen.
Kurt made a reference. There was a back and forth between the two of you. And for people who are not familiar with the breakup of the Bodines, like a lot of bands, your breakup has been bad. And it ended with Kurt continuing to perform as the Bodines and you're performing as Sam Yanis. And like a zillion bands, it seems to me most of them, breakups are not good. And there was a back and forth in which you made a suggestion that the Newmans were trying to get a couple of gigs of yours canceled, and Kurt fired back with other comments. And that's when he made a Facebook post and he first brought up this allegation of abuse then. Did you attempt to reach him and contact him or say, you know, when he threw that out there, if indeed there was nothing to it, this must have shocked you when he first raised this issue back in, I think, January or February of this year. Did you try to contact him and say, what's going on here? What are you talking about or not?
No, I did not.
Why not?
Well, it's just so ludicrous to me. I can't understand any of it, why it's happening, except for that, you know, they want to, you know, they've made allegations that I've been trying to destroy their career somehow, you know, but it's actually the opposite that's true, you know. So I had no reason to contact them. I know that, you know, they are just against me, and that would have done me no good.
We know what's going on with regard to other allegations of sexual misconduct against all sorts of other people. In your case, Summerfest canceled your appearance this year. We're told that some other shows have been canceled. Are you fearful that this thing is going to kill your career?
Absolutely. I'm fearful of that. That's why I'm talking to you, because, you know, my lawyer said don't say anything. But I can't buy that. I think people want to hear me say something about it. So I'm trying to do the best I can to tell my side of the story. Summerfest was at least kind about it. They said that they would hire me next year, but they said it's too hot right now. We don't want to go close to this. But they said that they are in my corner. They don't believe the Newmans because they have had, you know, they have had experiences with the Newmans. And many, many people who have worked for the Bodines in the past have contacted me at this time and saying, Sam, we are with you. We know these people, and we know what they are capable of.
She's made the allegations, nonetheless, are out there. Are you intending to take any legal action against Tessa Newman for the statements that she made?
Well, I think, as most people know, that, I mean, trying to prove something like that, you know, didn't happen or did happen is almost impossible, because there's no proof. I can't prove that it didn't happen. The same way that she can't prove that it did happen. She can say that it happened, but that's not really proof.
And that's obviously the problem that everybody who's hearing this story is having on both sides, is that Tessa has no proof other than her word that it occurred, and you have no proof, as you stated, that it didn't happen. How can you prove that something didn't happen? Likewise, from her perspective, you know, she was a girl. If these things did happen, how is she supposed to prove that? And she's unable to do that. Do you believe that her stepfather, Kurt, your former bandmate, is putting her up to this?
If I have to really point a finger at somebody, I would say it's the mother. She's the one. I think she's the one who's running the show. I think, you know, Kurt right now has been on medication for so long that I think he's in a daze somewhere, and she's running the show. And I think if somebody is you know, in the black here, dark cloud world, it's her.
But you do believe that there is a provoking of Tessa from someone else to come forward and saying this. That's what you're suggesting?
Well, I don't know if I'm suggesting that. I'm just going on by what you said. You know?
Well, I'm asking you the question if you felt that this was something, and I asked specifically about Kurt, and so I've asked the question now generally, whether or not you believe that this is coming from Tessa herself, or if others in her family have put her up to this, and I think to correctly answer you, you're saying you just don't know.
Well, like I said, if I had to point a finger at somebody, it would be at the mother, because she has, you know, about 4 years ago, she was threatening to write a book. And there's somebody who would go on record to say that she spoke about these things.
Yeah.
It would all be in the book.
I can tell you that I spoke to Barbara Newman several months ago off the air, and it was a lot of the back and forth that you guys have had going on forever about, you know, the awful things that you did, and you've said the awful things she's did. And she did make this allegation to me then, given the fact that I didn't have anything from Tessa herself. I didn't report that on the air, but she did say it at that point that occurred. I want to address another part of the story. Quoted in the story in the Journal Sentinel, the reporter, Pete Levy, said that he spoke to a number of people who said that you have said to them over the years that a girl who has had her period is old enough to have sex. Is that your opinion, and have you said that to other people?
You know, I don't remember saying that, but I know as a man, and I don't think there's any man in the world who can claim that they haven't made some off-color remark, you know, like that when, you know, they're amongst other men. You know, I do recall a time in a dressing room when one of the crew members, and it was probably the crew member who was anonymous, he made a reference like that, and everybody laughed. including Kurt Newman, who was in the room as well.
So you're saying you might have said it, but it would have been as a joke?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a sick, sick thought.
But you did say it?
Yes, I'm sure I've made comments like that in the past, like most men have.
Have you ever had sex with someone who is underage?
Never.
I'm not going to sit here and attempt to try to decide if you're telling the truth, obviously, Sam, or if you're not.
Go ahead.
Well, you want to say something else?
Yeah. The Bodines were popular for a long, long time, you know, and where are the accusers? If I'm some kind of pedophile, why hasn't anybody else come, you know, forward in all this time to try to get money or something, you know, or at least make some kind of accusation? All of a sudden, when I'm in my 40s, I become a pedophile? That's ridiculous. You know, the women I date are my age. Marilyn Mee, you know, she had to put her little two cents in there, you know? It's not even relevant to the story. She says we had some kind of dysfunctional relationship. Well, most relationships between men and women are dysfunctional. She's actually older than I am.
Yeah.
I don't target young women to go after.
Well, the point that you make, I think, is an interesting one. It certainly, in my experience, when people do things that are inappropriate sexually, they don't do it once. It's a pattern, and it's a desire they have. And you're confident that no one else is going to come forward here and make an allegation similar to the one from Tessa. The point that I was making earlier is everyone, including myself, is sitting here in a situation in which the story is out there. The newspaper made the decision to run with it. Nobody knows when you're supposed to report these things anymore or you're not. The rules have changed with the hashtag MeToo. There's certainly a concern that we don't want somebody to have their life ruined because somebody made something up. On the other hand, if somebody's done something that's terrible, we have a right to know about it. Given the fact that you've got not only an entire community, but all the fans of the band and so on that are out there, and they don't know what to think, what would you say to them to make them at ease that you did not do these horrible things that Tessa Newman said that you did?
Well, first of all, can I say, you know, shame on the Milwaukee Journal, and especially more shame on Piet Levy for the yellow journalism that's become, obviously acceptable in that world. You know, it's a shame. I would repeat what I said earlier. I swear on the life of my only son that none of this happened. I don't know how I can express it in any stronger terms. If anybody knows me and how I feel about my son, I hope, you know, that they at least think twice before they, you know, crucify me.
Fair enough. I want to thank you for coming on the program and sharing your thoughts on this, Sam.
Well, thanks for giving me some time.
Sure thing. That's pretty powerful stuff. The story, as I said, is out there. It was widely reported in the journal, and it's been given tremendous coverage, really internationally, in the entertainment media and elsewhere. It comes in the backdrop of all sorts of other allegations that have been made about people doing things inappropriate to young girls. I mean, you've got the salacious cases of Larry Nassar, the doctor, the gynecologist, did the gymnastic examinations at Michigan State. You have other people for whom the allegations are made against adults. There's a lot of things that are just out there against, in this case, people who have not been criminally charged, cases that have not been subject to police investigation. In the past, generally someone is not named until they're arrested or charged, but those rules have changed because of this backdrop that I've mentioned of all of these other stories that are out there, some of which resulted in criminal charges, others of which have not. The Weinstein story was reported long before he was arrested. The Cosby story was reported long before he was arrested. And even the Nassar story came out in a little bit in advance of the criminal charges that are there. So they're out there and people hear them. I think that, in fairness to Sam Yannis, he has a right to put his position out there. And you can't have a more diametrically opposite two versions of the stories that have been presented. Tessa Newman is very specific, adamant that these things occurred. And Sam Yannis is adamant that they barely had any type of relationship at all during this period of time, and that he never had any type of sexual contact with her of any kind ever. These are as two opposite versions of events as you can imagine. Now, we've all had situations in life, not so much perhaps with children, but we've had situations in life where someone remembers something one way and another person remembers it another way, or somebody took something one way and the other person took it the other way. That's not the case here. There are very specific, harsh, and strong allegations and from Tessa and then from Sam Yannis, an absolutely strong and adamant total denial. Now, I'm willing to hear from anyone on this situation. And Sam obviously made a couple of comments here about Kurt being out of it. And with regard to Barbara, his wife, they have a right to be heard on this as well. This is not a story that certainly started with my program. It's a story that, as I said, Barbara Newman told me on the phone several months ago when I was looking into this earlier dust up between Sam and Kurt, because it was just something that she told me and I had nothing to base it on. I didn't report that part of the story. I mentioned to Paul that, wow, I mean, this relationship between these two people, the groups, the Newmans and the Yannises, is so terrible. I mean, these are the things that Barbara's saying about Sam. If he did that, my goodness gracious. And if Sam didn't do it, how unfair it is to him. And Paul and I had that conversation, but we didn't discuss it on the air. But then Kurt went public with the Facebook post and the newspaper chose to talk to Tessa, and she made the decision to lay the whole thing out there. Tessa Newman is either an extremely courageous young woman come forward and telling an important story, or she's a character assassin destroying someone's life. There's no middle ground on that. And I certainly cannot tell you sitting here who I think is telling the truth, because I don't know. Now, Sam Yannis did say, let me go to the break here, because I want to expand on this for a moment. And as you know, this was the first interview that Sam Yannis has done with anyone in the world in which he's discussed this. He put a couple of postings out there on Facebook, but the first time he's answered any questions. And I did try to be as specific the questions that I had. I closely read the interview that Tessa Newman did, and I tried to ask about each of the specific instances that she said. The Pabst Theater was a specific point in time that she was able to pinpoint to an event. The specific allegation that the second level of contact that they had several years later, that Sam allegedly had asked her, you know, offered to pay her for sex. Sam himself brought up the specific gifts that Tessa said that she was given by Sam, which he's denied. So I tried to be as specific as possible so that each specific allegation that has been laid out, we would have an opportunity to hear his response. And I also tried to pin him down as to whether or not there was any sort of gray area or something. Could you have done something toward this to see if there was some area there? So what I've tried to do is give him an opportunity to respond to each of these things, but also not do it in a way in which I wasn't being very specific. And the answer clearly had to be a yes or a no. And I wasn't going to give him a, well, maybe she feels this and maybe she feels that. But he didn't do that. You can't have a more stronger case of she said, he said than this instance. You know, and you're talking about people's lives here and a guy's career in the case of Sam Yannis. And you're talking about, in the case of Tessa Newman, a young woman who said that she's been scared for life because of what Sam Yannis did to her. Very powerful implications, and it's done by, let's be honest, celebrities. The Bodines, you know, were a very big deal and still are an important part of our musical heritage. And in the case of Sam and Kurt, they're both still out there performing actively.